speak Mandarin, Cantonese, or Arabic, have a sense of adventure, well, the FBI may be interested in having a conversation with you. The agency is making a big push to recruit linguists on a contract basis. FBI Special Agent Jason White dropped by our studios to talk about the opportunities to support the law enforcement mission.
We are doing a contract language hiring initiative, not just Arabic or Mandarin, but all languages. We're looking for people with language proficiencies that can help with translations, help during interviews, and also to provide information about culture for different regions where we have a need. Pretty much all languages, Tagalog, you know, we've had needs for Russian, various languages. So if anyone has language capabilities, we'd love to have them apply.
So what's involved in the process? Maybe we should start out, like, you can't apply for this job if, like, what, you have a criminal history? Or how does that work?
there's minimum qualifications. You got to be 18 years old, be a U.S. citizen, lived in the U.S. For at least three of the last 5 years, unless you're working for a government or a federal government, U.S. government, OCONUS somewhere. You got to be able to obtain a top secret security clearance, pass a background investigation, the language proficiency test. You'll have to go through that process as well. Polygraph, and be available to work about at least 20 hours a week. Most of our language folks work a full 40-hour week, but you have to work a minimum of 20. Some of the disqualifiers, if you're not a U.S. citizen, I mentioned you have to be a U.S. citizen. That could also be a naturalized. You don't have to be native born. You cannot be convicted of a felony or violated the FBI drug policy. Those type of things are automatic disqualifiers.
Okay, and then what's the process? Like, how long does it take to go from when you actually, you know, submit your application to when you hear back?
Well, unfortunately, it's not a quick process. The Bureau, all these things take time. The language proficiency test that an individual will take is, I think it's a five-part testing that ranges from reading, two different types of oral tests, listening, and translation. So that testing takes a process. The background investigation, we're going to go out and talk to your neighbors, your past jobs you've had. If you've lived internationally, that could kind of slow it down a little bit because we do reach out to embassies and our legal teams, our legal attachés, in other countries to do some background on you in those places as well. So typically 6 months to a year, could be a little longer, could be a little quicker, but you're not going to come in for an interview on Monday and be working on Friday.
Does this basically mean that you just work out of Honolulu?
Well, you'll be based out of Honolulu. I mean, we do have language folks all over the United States, actually internationally as well. But you could be based out of Honolulu, work out of the office in Kapolei. However, some of the work you'll be doing, maybe the majority of the work you'll be doing, could be coming from cases or investigations from all parts of the world. You could be sitting in Honolulu doing a transcription on a case from New York or Jacksonville or Denver, somewhere like that. But there is opportunities for travel. Our agents are conducting interviews all around the world. If they need an Arabic speaker, they need a Mandarin, Tagalog, whatever the language may be, you may be called and asked, hey, will you go to Afghanistan? Will you go to, you know, the Philippines? We need help there. So a lot of opportunities for travel.
What about languages from the Pacific Islands?
Okay, there hasn't been traditionally a huge need. I do know that we have used contract language specialists for Samoa. We've had a case from Guam. But once again, if you do have one of those language skills or capabilities, we would like to have them apply. Just so, like I had mentioned, the process takes can take a long time to complete, that if we have a need come up, we have somebody on the book, somebody we could go to. We have about 175 languages we test for, but we can test for any language. There's more than 175 languages. We will come up with a testing procedure or or somebody that is fluent in that language to make sure that you know, people go through the proper testing. But there's always a need, or I guess the potential for a need. We call them contract linguists, and the difference is they're not a full-time employee. They don't get, you know, employee benefits. They come in, they get a workspace, they work in FBI space, they get an hourly wage. There is potential, though, for those people to convert into full-time FBI employees, if it seems like there's a need, and each year the contract gets renegotiated and so forth. So there is a potential for a permanent full-time position, but the majority of our language folks start out as a contract.
And what is the pay range?
I think it's around $30 to $40 an hour. We require them to work at least 20 hours because it really doesn't benefit us if somebody says, oh, I just want to work 2 hours a week. So we require them to work at least 20. But like I said, the majority of the ones we have are 40-hour-a-week contract.
They do you have a large pool?
A pretty good-sized pool, but there's always a need. I mean, language, I mean, the cases that we work are so diverse, and that's one of the reasons where this initiative is kind of targeting here in Hawaii, because we're in a diverse environment with people and from all walks of life and all cultures. So it's you know, swimming in a big pool of possibilities here.
Is there a large rejection rate?
You know what? I can't really speak on that, but there are people that do fall out for a variety of reasons. You know, we do, as I had mentioned, a background, criminal history, you know, finances. We're looking at all that, past employment history. I mean, we need to make sure we're hiring people that come in, they honest, trustworthy, dependable, reliable, accountable. The U.S. government does not discriminate on age or anything like that, so the door is open. The Bureau, I mean, we have about 37,000 around employees worldwide. About a third of those are special agents. You know, two-thirds for other positions. We call them professional support positions. They range from, you know, intelligence analysts, surveillance specialists. We have forensic accountants. We have jobs in the STEM field. You know, biologists that work in our lab in Northern Virginia. All our evidence that needs to be processed will go to our lab in Virginia. There we got scientists doing DNA testing, forensic testing, hair, blood, whatever, a variety of different things. We have computer specialists. They do all of our electronic data, computer analysis, so forth. IT specialists, just regular information technology folks that keep our databases and our systems up and running. For college students, while they're pursuing their degree, we have an honors intern program where these students, they can apply. I think it's about a 10-week program during the summer. They come in and they work in an FBI office. They kind of move around, work in all different facets of the office. They get a salary experience, and you know, a lot of times they come back next summer, and eventually once they graduate, get hired on, and one of the positions we have, but really opens the door to a lot of different possibilities for these kids.
And what about moving around?
The Bureau, it does have a policy, but typically that only applies to the special agent position. I think it will be needs of the Bureau through all fields, but predominantly the agent position. I've been in Hawaii probably about, as an agent, maybe about 17 years or so. So I've been out here a little while. Once you get to a point you want to stay, you can kind of stay, especially for the support positions, like we mentioned, the language and so forth. The unique thing about that program is you can be in Hawaii and they just send you the information, the audio files or whatever, and you work from here. But if you did want to transfer, some of these positions, like I had mentioned, or the biologists and so forth, we don't have a lab in Hawaii, so you get hired as a biologist or a scientist, you're probably going to work in the lab in Virginia.
We've been chatting with Honolulu Special Agent Jason White about a push to hire contract linguists for the FBI. For more information about the program, you can check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.